Consider yourself normal? Then this is not the show for you. Please go somewhere else. This is WYRD. If it's getting weird, it's got to be the Weird Mountain Gals show. You're listening to Byron and Alicia, the Weird Mountain Gals.
The big birthday do.
Oh.
My cousin turned 102 about a month ago. Now she's on her way to 103, but let's see. It got canceled on her birthday because the organizer, who is her daughter, had COVID.
Oh.
And then it got organized again and somebody else got COVID. But today we pulled it off. And it was
That's great.
She is kicking it. I'm telling you what. Yeah, I hope I am as with it as she is when I'm in my 80s, much less 102. Oh, yeah. She was, her short-term memory is not good because, you know, she told me, I don't know how many times, about her mama keeping two cows. But I don't care, you know, I don't care anything about that. I mean, I love hearing about the old days when she was little. She was talking about my great grandmother, who she knew for about 10 years.
Yeah.
And that, boy, that is fascinating to me. You know, that intergenerational stuff. So her mama was my grandmother's sister. But her mama was the oldest girl in the family, and my grandmother was the youngest. which is how I can have a cousin who is 102 and I'm 68.
I hadn't stopped to think about that. That is a little okay. That's
Yeah.
the
And
way it goes, too.
and another couple of cousins were there. I mean, there was all these people obviously are my cousins in some way. But
Yeah.
then at my other good, I don't want to say my good cousin. She is a good cousin. I love her very much. She's one that I write a book for every Christmas
Oh, yeah.
because her father and my grandmother, their birthdays were just a couple of days apart. And he was about 3 years older than she was. So I've been writing this story for her every year about how her brother gets her father gets my grandmother in trouble, or my grandmother gets her father in trouble when they're just little mischievous kids.
That's so cool. I wonder if she keeps them.
She says she does. She really liked the last one, the most recent one. I've done about six of them, I guess, by now, six or seven.
Yeah,
I mean,
you have mentioned them.
she's just, she doesn't need a darn thing. And, what am I going to give her? I send her a card and say, love you very much, or whatever. But this is something that's unique and it's fun for me to do. And Joe goes through all the pictures and he makes the book on whatever that website is that's got all that you can do all the photos on.
Like
You can go.
Canva print or something.
Yeah, he does a photo book to go with the story. So
That's
it's,
cool.
it's a fun thing to do. And I'm
I think it's
very, very
cool.
fond of her.
Yeah. Well, have you ever just sat down and thought, just really actually thought about, say, 500 years from now, where your writing would be? If it's
No,
still
I don't care.
around, if anybody reads it. I know
I
you
don't
don't.
care.
It's interesting to think about.
I mean, think about it right now. 500 years ago was Shakespeare. So we know Shakespeare and Marlowe and a few other kind of Renaissance writers, but we don't know a lot of them. So I
No.
just can't imagine that much is going to survive 500 years.
Well, humans don't really have, at least now, the ones I know and me, we don't have the capacity for that kind of generational memory, I don't think, anymore. But
No, absolutely, we do not.
you never know. And our robot overlords may really like this podcast. They might like everything you write. You just don't know.
Well, I'd be very surprised, and I don't want to sound like, Debbie Downer, but I'd be very surprised if there are humans in 500 years.
Well, I mean, you and I kind of go in the same direction on that. But that's why I said our robot overlords may really love us. They might. We
Maybe.
may be a cult classic for the robot overlords.
Hey, maybe.
You
I know
know,
that I've decided I need to get some little business cards of Weird Mountain Gals so
yeah.
that people have that link and I can just hand them a piece of paper, go listen to my podcast. There you go. There's our podcast.
Now, all they have to
Some of
do is type in WYRD Mountain. And if they do that, they're going to find us no matter where they're looking.
Yeah,
Because
well,
we're everywhere.
so
But the card is a good idea.
I can say that to somebody, and then they get in the car and they go, now, what was the name of that? Was it Bizarro? Was it Strangio? What was that? But if I
Yeah.
hand them a piece of paper, yes, they
Yes.
will throw it away or recycle it, but they might remember for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a good idea.
Their
So
pain hurt.
no, not at all. So I just did a search while we were talking and I got 9,300 results instantly with us. We're spreading, we're everywhere.
That's good. I reckon. What do y'all think, listeners? Is that good?
It feels like it feels weird, is what it feels weird. WYRD. That's
Oh.
hilarious. Oh, including here is it's all over Amazon. I know you love that.
Oh my God. Why is it on Amazon? You can't buy us. I mean, maybe you could. Let me just back up and say, if there's somebody out there with a whole bunch of money and they're looking to invest in Weird Mountain Gal Radio, please contact us immediately, if not sooner.
If not sooner, yes. And well, and do it by phone or something, not just by telepathically. So, right. Oh, here's a weird thing.
Or you could meet us, you know, on the corner with a suitcase full of money. That'd be okay, too.
Yeah, we could be bought. Yes, we can. Yeah. But so looking here, well, see, you can get us on, I don't want to say the device because it's right beside me, Alexa. You can tell her to play that, and she knows. Good.
Yes.
Yeah, she, and matter of fact, we get a good slice of people who listen that way. But I was looking just now while we were talking, and I saw there is, oh, okay, never mind. Twitter is called X now, and for a minute I was thinking that Twitter, that X was Truth Social. And I saw this information about us on X. And I'm like, what? How do we get on Truth Social? I didn't put that up there, did you?
No. I'm probably unlikely to be at Truth Social.
Yeah. Well, of course I've looked at it. You know I have, right?
And, I know. You do.
It's about as bad as well, it's as exactly what you might think it is.
Is it as bad as I can imagine it is?
It is. And you know it's got to be. But it's where there's so much hate on it. So I just kind of, you know, have to walk away from that.
I don't get hating on just everybody and everything. I don't get it.
It's fear.
Well, it is fear. You're exactly right.
Yeah, it's fear-based thinking is exactly. Fear-based thinking will change your personality. It'll change the way you act. It'll change everything.
Oh, yeah. A good friend of mine was saying that their wife had just switched over back during the first Trump administration, the only Trump administration. Yeah. Had just kind of switched over and was now a big conspiracy theorist and all this other stuff. And I said, you know, I don't think for her, for that person, it is a political problem. I think it's a spiritual problem. I think they feel afraid. They feel lost, all that stuff. And they don't know where else to turn.
Yeah. That's the
thing. Heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking. It is. You know, I've got some friends that I've been friends with for decades, and I just don't want to call them and I don't want to be around them anymore because they're so paranoid and they're so wrapped up in their conspiracies that they can't communicate. They can't talk about any other subject. I mean, that's where their mind is all the time. And I have to wonder, you know, I have to wonder what that's all about. I mean, I do. I don't know. Spoken by the girl who's done like 5,000 puzzles on my phone in the last year or so. But still, I mean, I get wanting to be distracted, but by something that scares you? I don't get that.
Yeah. I don't know. It just makes me so sad. Is that all I can say about it?
Yeah, it makes me sad too.
And with some things, though, it just makes me mad, as you well know.
Yes, I've seen that side of you.
Oh, Lynn.
Or I've heard that side of you.
Lord have mercy. Yeah.
Well, it's been a week of politics, and I don't even want to get started on them, you know, other than to say, I want this to be over. I'm ready. I want it to be over. I want it to all go back to good.
At the point, wherever it was, Monday or Tuesday, where they both have got enough, you know, green stamps to be the official nominee of their party, I just thought, well, then, damn it, 2 weeks from now, let's just have the election. Let's just do it. Let's just get it done. Because I don't have to listen to the garbage from both sides. Yeah. Now, one side is going to be much more garbage than the other, but it's all going to be garbage. It's going to be a waste of literally millions of dollars.
I do agree. Well,
while there are people that in Haywood County that still haven't gotten flood relief, There's people in West Virginia and Kentucky that still have not got flood relief. They're hungry people. They're homeless people. We're going to spend millions of dollars, millions, on this crap.
To hammer it home again and again and again, I guess. I somehow got on one of these, and it takes a lot for that to happen to me, but now I'm getting these text messages all day long from the Republican Party, and it's Mike Johnson and Trump and Mark Meadows, and not Mark Meadows, but, you know, a whole bunch of them, and it's all day long, and Laura Trump, Laura Trump, Laura Trump some more. Sending me these messages, and every one of them sound like they don't sound any different than, let's say, well, there's a certain company that you can order stuff from really cheap, you know, and it's overseas. It takes about 2 or 3 weeks to get here. And they do exact thing. Once you order from them, it's, you know, every 20 minutes you're getting another freaking text from them. And this Republican thread that somebody who hates me must have put me on is just, it's the worst kind of schlock. You know, I can't see any of them to read them right now because I always report them and delete them instantly. But it's like, okay, friend, this is it. This time for real, you know, and it's just, you just name it. They just make something up to get you to click. And I mean, it is, it's just, and I wonder how many people say, okay, here's $5. Now leave me alone. And then, you know, they never get left alone.
Yeah. That's, anyway, yeah, we don't want to talk about that because it's beautiful. The weather is beautiful. The prospects for the nation are less beautiful, but I'm just focused on the beautiful weather because it's going to turn cold. It's whiz tomorrow.
That's right. It is. But today it is
beautiful.
It is.
And my radishes are up so big that nice. I've already thinned them twice.
Oh, one. That's cool.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. They're going to make in about another 10 days. I'll be eating radishes.
Oh, my gosh. Yay for you. Yep. Well, and that sounds awesome.
And I planted some chard, and I got my peas in, my taters in, a short row of turnips, a short row of beets. That's maybe all I've put in so far.
That's pretty good, though. So
I think it's not bad.
Were you inspired by the folks you were hanging out with down over at Western?
No, I was inspired because the moon was right and the weather was good. I had to wait till the weather got a little bit warm so the soil would warm up a little bit before I planted those above ground things. Because, you know, we switched over to a waxing moon, I think on the weekend, last weekend. Yep. Mm-hmm. So then I could put in my above ground crops, which is the peas and some other and the chard, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But before that, I'd already put in carrots, taters, the radishes, and the turnips and beets.
I just wish you'd do something in your spare time. God.
Oh, lousy. I just, it's all good. It was funny because, you know, last weekend, as y'all know, because I was haunting the airwaves. I was out at the Appalachian Studies Association's annual conference out of Western Carolina. And today, going out to my cousin's birthday, it was in Waynesville. So again, here I am, Saturday. I'm on the road. I'm on 40. Now I'm exiting to get on 74. Okay, now I'm getting off. So it was like, oh, I'm doing this again. Okay. It's all good.
Well, I think you are happiest when you're doing that. You may not know it.
Yeah, no, I am happy. And I had a lot of fun out at Western. There were a bunch of friends out there and I made some new friends. And it was just, it's good. I think I said it last week. It's so nice to be at an event where everybody sounds like me.
Yeah.
And if somebody, you know, is from if they're studying Appalachian culture and they're from New Jersey and they don't sound like me, well, there aren't a lot of them and they sound weird. You know, because the critical mass is people who, you know, drop the ending of the ing ending becomes an instead of ing, and our vowels are all soft and drawn out, so that when people have a really sharp sort of accent, you hear it.
Yeah, and we put more syllables in words sometimes.
Sometimes we do, yeah.
Yeah,
I met a really interesting woman named Anita Roasting Ear, and she is Cherokee, but she lives down in Navajo country. And she said something like, "Hey, you said my name right." And I said, "Oh, I didn't even ask. I just assumed it's like an ear of corn, right? A roasting ear." And she said, "Yeah, but you would be amazed at what some people say. They call me roast a gear and roasting gears." And I said, "Well, I just kind of read what the letters are and hope for the best." But that was fun. She had a fun accent. She is Oklahoma Cherokee, I think. Western band. I'm not sure where she was originally.
Well,
so that was good. It was real good. And then this week, I've sent my book back to the publisher. Got to hang out with my 102-year-old cousin and my younger cousins too, and that was good. And then tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. Well, and today is National Panda Day, so what more could
Is
you
it?
ask for? It is National Panda Day. Bet you didn't even know there was that.
No, but I don't know a lot of these made-up holidays.
Yeah.
Though I did have to laugh about Pi Day. Did you see that funny meme where they're saying, National Pi Day is just a made-up holiday made up by the math industry in order to sell more math?
Okay.
Gosh.
Well, in that
Funny.
case, I like them even better then.
Me too. Me too.
Yeah. So,
Holly.
Well, so you're next. You're going out. Tell me the name of the place. It's the big one. Is it Wisteria coming up?
No, I don't do Wisteria. I think until summer solstice, but I haven't actually checked in with them about if they want me to come to summer solstice. So that's my next Wisteria. No, the next thing for me is Sacred Space up in
That's
Maryland.
right.
Yeah, and I'm gonna go up with my buddy Sam, who's having some medical issues, and I'm gonna drive down to his and his wife's place Tuesday night, and then we'll drive up together to Maryland on Wednesday. They live down near Mount Airy.
Hi, I love
Yeah,
Mount Airy.
yeah,
I
I
like
like it down there.
I like the drive down there. They have
It's
some
not
interesting
quite.
billboards.
It's not quite flat down there. Still pretty rolly. I like that. Oh, and then it's going to be April, my child. April.
April is the best.
Is it? Because is that
Yeah.
when your birthday is by any chance?
Yes, that is when my birthday is.
I
And
know.
It is the best, the absolute best month.
Well,
Weather
March is the best
wise,
month.
all of it.
Well, it starts with fools and ends with Beltane, so how bad
Yeah,
can it be?
that's right. Oh, I see. Boy, your cousin, she, of course, I don't know what 103 is supposed to look like, but I would not have guessed her to be under three. She must,
102. She's only 102.
Or 102, excuse me.
But that
Wow.
part of the family has always been very, very long-lived. Her mother lived to be almost 100.
Oh, wow.
And she had siblings, sisters, really, that lived to be in their 90s and late 90s. And she's got a brother right now that's 97, I guess, 98. He's the only sibling left besides her. But he's not well. So she's going to outlive everybody. I'm sure of it.
Well, and I'm all right with that. She
Boy,
seems
me
to be
too.
doing a great job.
She is. She's always doing a great job. And I asked her daughter, "So what should I give her?" And she said, "God, don't give her anything. She doesn't need nothing. Don't. But if you want to get her something, she likes those little find a word puzzles and crossword puzzles." And I went, "Well, I can do that." So I gave her a sack of those to work on. But what I really need to do is go out and pick her up and hang out with her. And maybe she's got some kind of flower pot things in the front of her house. I should go out there and plant something in it. just spend time with her, which is really, that's what I would love. And she would like that better anyway, because she lives by herself. She's
That
102 and she lives by herself.
wow, that's amazing.
It is
That's really
amazing.
amazing. Well, I'll tell you what, when you were talking earlier, I meant to say it and then we moved on to something else. I was going to tell you your cousin's book that you write every Christmas. That to me is one of the best Christmas presents I've ever heard of, because you put time and thought into it. So I imagine she loves it and treasures it.
Well, I was telling her today, it's so much fun to figure out, because the I mean, I never knew him, and of course I only knew my grandmother from the point where I was born, and she was already in her late middle age. But to think about the two of them as mischievous little children in this very, very poor community, and they were poor kids, and they grew up in a poor community in a household that was, full of youngins, and they were the last of the line. So they kept seeing sisters and brothers marrying and moving off. So it's fun to think about them doing silly things. Like, I think the first one I ever wrote was when they couldn't find a doll baby to be in the crib for the Christmas pageant at the church, which was across the road from where they live. And so, Roy, who's the little boy, he bundled up his sister, my grandmother, and put her over in the cradle for the nativity. And so they're tearing the place apart because they couldn't find the baby. Oh my God, where's the baby? And somebody came over from the church and said, "Are you looking for your young'un? Because she's here. She's being the baby Jesus."
Your youngin is being the baby Jesus. I don't know why people get that accent when they say that, baby Jesus. Have you ever
Baby
noticed that?
Jesus,
Baby
baby
Jesus.
Jesus, sweet
Anyway.
baby Jesus.
Yeah.
Well,
So,
I told you about the dream I had years ago, and I even know exactly where it was. It's an old apartment building in West Asheville, and Jesus was up on the second floor on one of those little balconies, and people down below saying, "All right, baby Jesus, what do you need for us to go now?" And Jesus said, "Quit calling me baby Jesus. I'm a grown man." And the guy responded with, "Well, whatever you say, baby Jesus." Yes, I dreamed that. Poor baby Jesus.
what had you been writing right before you went to bed?
Oh, Lordy, who knows? What I've been drinking is more like it.
Oh, gotcha.
I don't
Well,
know.
I thought that that would probably take your dreams away if you've drunk something. I guess you're saying it
Oh
doesn't.
no, that
Okay.
gives you crazy. Well, depending on what you drink, of course, that gives you crazy dreams. But I've got a refrigerator full of Guinness, my friend.
All right.
Guinness.
Yay for you.
Yep, I'm
You're
gonna
gonna
get
have a
on
good
it.
dream.
I will have a full belly, because that stuff will fill you up.
Yeah, I guess it
Well,
will.
I'm gonna chop up cabbage. I just got some pork out to thaw, and then I seared that all the way around, and I'm gonna put that in with some cabbage and taters. And that's dinner tomorrow.
That sounds good. God, I love me some
Doesn't it?
fried cabbage. Oh,
And
man.
some soda bread. I'll make soda bread in the morning.
Oh,
It'll be
yeah.
great. I love me some soda bread.
I like soda bread too. I don't think I'll be making any of that. Boy, I made a good casserole this last
What'd
week.
you make?
This time I made spinach and chicken and rice and what else? Broccoli and mushrooms.
Oh, that sounds
It
wonderful.
was. My mom did not like it. I took her
What?
some. She had asked me to, yeah. And I took her enough to have for a couple of days. And she never did say anything to me. And today when I was talking to her, I said, "Well, you never did mention, Mom, did you? What did you think of that casserole?" And she went, "Well, it was interesting. I did eat some of it." And oh. Now, for those of y'all who don't speak Southern, that's her way of saying, "Ooh, I didn't like it." Yeah, so
Oh,
anyway.
that is so funny.
Yeah, well, you win some, you lose some on the cooking. But I thought it was fine. It was stuff that we had in the refrigerator and it just went into the oven there and we ate it. So anyway,
One of our big discussions at lunch today was the importance and deliciousness of cornbread and buttermilk, and then cornbread and sweet milk, and then pinto beans
and cornbread and onions.
And that was hog jowl, pinto beans with hog jowl. And I was just sitting there going, here we are in this diner, and we're all like having hamburgers and sandwiches and whatever. But what we all obviously want is a big old pot of beans and maybe some good greens to go with it and some big old cakes of cornbread. Now, they brought us cornbread at the restaurant to the table. Yeah. But, you know, restaurant cornbread ain't like good cornbread.
No, it's not.
I'm going to say right now, I love the daffodils. The daffodils are so beautiful this year.
Aren't they?
Golly, so beautiful.
You know, we're going to have a big old freeze because we always do.
We always do. Bradford pear winter.
Yeah. And I hope, I wish you'd get all the Bradford pears. But I hope it doesn't get the daffodils. But this year it might. I think we're going to get our cold snap on Monday, maybe.
Yeah, it's going to get into the 20s.
Yeah.
I may cut some of those daffodils and bring them in the house.
They are pretty this year. They really
are.
So
bright. So yellow. Just lovely.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to have to let you go while we still have daylight. I want to go get out in it.
Go out and get something done. I'm going to saute cabbage and kale and put some pork in it and taters and call it tomorrow. Y'all have a good St. Patrick's Day if you celebrate that.
Mm-hmm. And otherwise, just have a good National Pandas Day.
Yes, and National, it's a beautiful day today, but it ain't going to be beautiful soon day.
Yeah.
That works too.
It does. Well, Byron, give me a holler sometime.
Yeah, you too. I mean, yeah. I'm going to be home for about 10 days before I have to head down the mountain. So,
well, I'll bend your ear.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. All right.
Y'all,
thanks.
Y'all, good to see you. Good to see you, Miss Alicia. Love you,
Ben. See you. Bye.
Bye. Bye, y'all.
Hey, thank you for spending your time with us here at Weird Mountain Gals. We sure do appreciate it. You know, I know time is the most important thing we have, so I promise that if you take your time to listen to us, we'll take our time to continue to be weird. Many thanks to Sunslice Records for all the help. We couldn't do it without you, Craig. Check out our social media for information, community, or a few laughs. WYRD Mountain Gals.
WYRD Radio.
Yes. Ladies, excuse me.
Ladies? Weird Mountain Ladies?
Weird Mountain Ladies? Yeah. That's,
anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.